You want to make some picks against the
Let's
spread?
Let's do this.
How'd we do last week, Abe?
Oh, 2013, they're Gen Alpha.
Gen Alpha?
Gen Alpha. Okay.
I like that.
What we got? Go ahead, Abe.
That's too strong of a name for that. I don't agree with that.
No, thank you.
Fine. Andy, you went 0-4 last week.
Jeez.
Randy.
Tough.
And myself went 1-3.
Hell yeah.
And Bo with a whopping 2-2 record.
There we go, baby.
Overall, right. Bo and Randy at 6-6, 500.
Get some.
Nice job, guys.
Get some.
I'm 5-7. Andy, it's been a tough start, long season.
It's not good.
Yeah. You are 2-10, my man.
We'll bounce back.
That's all good.
2-10.
All right, so this week I'm going to, and I keep saying this, I think Tennessee is going to beat Oklahoma. So give me 6.5 in Tennessee. Give me Utah +2 at Oklahoma State.
Ooh.
I think Oklahoma State late game is going to run out. Give me Seattle -4 versus my damn Dolphins. And San Francisco -6. Even though I know everybody beating up on San Francisco, but they're playing the damn Rams.
I got Clemson -18.5 against NC State. I think NC State's really bad. Plus, their quarterback's hurt. I got Michigan +5 at home against USC. I don't think they're going to win, but I think they're going to keep that thing within 5 and make it tough for USC. Ravens are going to beat the Cowboys. It's a one-point game. I think they beat them by more than one, so I got the Ravens by -1. They're not going to be 0-3. They just can't be. And then the Raiders -5 against Carolina, because Carolina is horrible.
What about the Red Rocket, though?
Eh.
Still probably.
That's why it's 5. It was 12.
So Oklahoma's getting the points at home, right, versus Tennessee, Randy? They're getting 6.5,
yes.
Right?
No. Tennessee. Yeah.
No,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Yes. Yes. Yeah.
So, sorry, Zach. I'm taking Oklahoma getting points at home versus Tennessee. I think Lane Kiffin's going to try to embarrass Georgia Southern just like he tries to embarrass everybody.
I agree.
So, I'll hate big point spreads like that. But, yeah, man, I'll give up the 35.5 versus Georgia Southern. Give me the Bucks -6.5 versus the Broncos because they are bad.
Yep.
And give me the Cardinals getting points at home versus the Lions.
Okay.
I'm with Randy on Tennessee. I think they handle business, and I think they handle it quite easily. Give me the Tennessee -6.5. I'm also with Randy on Utah. If Cam Rising's healthy, Ollie Gordon hadn't gotten going yet for Oklahoma State. I don't know why he would in this one. If Utah runs better than Oklahoma State, they're going to win. So I'll take Utah. I honestly would have money lined this if I had to. 2.5 there. Colts -1.5 at home against the Bears. And the Bucks -6.5 against the Broncos.
There we go.
There it is. Let's play some Sports Jeopardy.
Randy. Damn, I always lose when I go first, when I say my name first.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Superstition.
Damn.
Who led the NFL in passing yards in week 2, throwing for 327 yards in a 3-point Randy?
336 yards in a 3-point. No, Dallas got demolished. Kyler Murray?
That is not correct.
Good guess, though. Gardner Minshew?
Also not correct. Geno Smith?
Oh.
Geno's back at it.
Yeah,
how about
put
that?
Up some numbers up there.
I had to adjust this question earlier due to some breaking NBA news, but we still have it. With Boban leaving the NBA to play in Turkey, there are now 2 NBA players listed at 7-4.
Randy. Victor Wembanyama?
That's one of them.
Okay. I had to name both of them.
Yeah.
Okay. Victor Wembanyama. And 7-4 high. Who's taller than that? Bo.
That is not correct.
Oh, he's not in it?
I don't think Bo Bo's
like
7-4. Yeah, I think
his dad was 7-6.
Why do you think
Bo
was taller than that?
Is it Walker Kessler?
That's also incorrect. I think he's 7-2, maybe.
Right.
Zach Edey.
Oh,
Zach Edey?
Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Chris Sale leads the Braves in strikeouts. Who is second?
Randy.
Charlie!
That is correct. Charlie Morton at #2 had like a slim lead over Max Fried in that one. Which 5 countries make up the big 5 soccer leagues in Europe?
5 countries?
What?
Yes.
Which 5 countries make up the what?
Big 5 soccer leagues in Europe. Oh. Andy.
England?
Yes.
Spain?
Yes.
Germany?
Yes.
France?
Yes.
And
I know this one.
Portugal.
That's incorrect.
All right.
Italy.
Those in Italy.
Idiot.
Yeah.
What an idiot.
I was like, he's going to say Italy. Yeah.
Dang it.
Yes, all of those in Italy.
I should have said the name of the league.
Yes.
That would probably help.
La Liga in Spain.
I know what they
okay.
are.
Thank you. I'd written them down. Illegal.
Yes, Italy.
Tom Brady ran the second slowest 40 among all quarterbacks at the 2000 NFL Combine with a 5.28. Which former Falcons quarterback actually ran slower?
Andy. Chris Redman.
That is correct. Yeah. Redman ran a 5.37.
That's awful.
Yes, it is.
That's pretty slow.
What is the length end-to-end of a college and NBA basketball court? Randy first.
90 feet.
That is incorrect.
Oh. 94 feet.
That is correct. Oh. That is correct. All right, we are tied. We have, up to three tiebreakers. So let's see. First one to get one right here will be the winner. What is the name of the whistled song popularized by the Harlem Globetrotters?
Randy.
Oh.
Oh, my God. It's right there. That song. That song right there.
That is it.
Yep.
Do you happen to have a title? I don't believe that we can accept that one.
Sweet Georgia Brown.
That is correct. We have a winner.